This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 27. Hallowed be your name. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. God is perfectly holy. When Jesus teaches us to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," he is teaching us to pray that we, of all who are around us, will see God's glory and holiness. Nearly every day, 50 or more students enter the Interfaith Center at Medicine Hat College, where I work as a chaplain. They come from dozens of countries and from many religious backgrounds, or none at all. They come for free coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and snacks. They come for a quiet place to sit, rest, or study. They come for friendship and fellowship. Sometimes they even come to see me. My prayer for our campus ministry is simply this: Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. In every visit to the Interfaith Center and in every interaction with the campus minister, may your name be hallowed. May your glory be seen as clearly as Isaiah saw it so many years ago. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." These words apply to every one of us who follows Jesus. So we need to ask, who and what do people see and experience when they come into my presence or our presence? And by God's grace, may people see the glory of the King living in us. Pray with me. Lord God, hallowed be your name. As the people around us get to know us, may they see your glory shine through us in all we think, say, and do. In our lives, Lord, be glorified today. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.